Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking.
Welcome to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and a few times every week, we will be here giving you tiny doses of motivation, inspiration, and ways that we can all try to be a little bit better to ourselves and other people. We hope that you learned something about yourself, about communication, about relationships, and let's dive into today's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about this idea of what we want for our future. I'm trying to choose my words wisely. Okay, we want these things in the future. Maybe you want the penthouse apartment. Maybe you want the gorgeous beach house with the yacht. Maybe you want that brand new car, that amazing job title. You want that full bank account. Maybe you're better than me and some others, and you want a ton of wisdom and inner peace. That's definitely a valid thing to want. Now, I have a little bit of a challenge for you, because here's the thing. I truly believe if you got all of those things, you would not be happy. You wouldn't. You wouldn't enjoy it. You wouldn't think that it's all it's cracked up to be. I don't think you'd be all that impressed. And you're like, Ashley, I think I'd be pretty happy with a yacht. But you have to realize you'd be going from where you are now to owning a yacht tomorrow. That would be sick. But there's a lot of squares in between there where it's like you get there slowly is what I mean. And then it's maybe not so exciting anymore. Also, are you appreciating what you have right now? Think about it. You look at your body in a picture from 5 years ago and you think, oh, I wish I had that body still. But guess what? You didn't like your body then either. You make way more money now than you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And you aren't happy with how much money you make. You want more followers on Instagram. You want more clients. You want more connections. And one day, all you had were no clients, no connections, no followers. And you want more. And you have substantially more today than you did before. You're also way wiser today. And you feel like you don't know anything. So how do you think you can be happy in the future? If you get the house, if you get the job, if you get the body, when you don't even enjoy what you have now. And at one point in time, this was what you wanted. You won't enjoy it later because you haven't practiced enjoying what you have at the moment. Yeah, but I don't want what I have right now. I want that boat then. When you have that boat, all you've practiced is not enjoying what you have right now. So when you get that thing in the future, you won't know what enjoyment feels like. All you will know is craving something you don't have. So practice enjoying where you are. Practice enjoying what you have. I love living alone in my apartment in New York, working for myself. That's all I wanted. Yes, I want more, and I'm allowed to, and I want you to still want more. But if I'm not practicing loving what I have so much right now where I'm at, I will not have any possibility to enjoy that thing I want in the future. Listen, some people are like, money can't buy you happiness. Things can't buy you happiness. I completely agree to an extent. But the thing is, if you want that big house in the future because it will make you happy, great. Go get the house. But you need to practice being happy with what you have, or that house that you get isn't even going to make you happy. It will make you happy if you've learned how to appreciate what you have fully, all of it. In 5 years from now, you're going to wish you had the body you did. In 5 years from now, you're going to be thinking, God, I don't make at all the money that I want to be making. And you're going to be making way more than you make now. One day you're going to have so many more clients, so many more followers on Instagram, so many more connections. If those are things that appeal to you in your industry and in your life, and you're going to have way more than you have right now. So practice enjoyment. Practice being thankful for what you have in your life, for saying, wow, this is so great. How great is this house? How great is my job? You know, I'm pretty lucky to be making the money that I'm making. Say things like this and believe it and say it often so that when you get more in the future, you get to enjoy that too. But you need to practice it. So practice enjoyment, or everything that you want is always going to be out of reach. And that's a really hard way to live. That's my challenge for you today. I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Daily Hype. If you're interested in all the other things that Team AP Consulting is up to, make sure to go to our website, teamap.consulting, and you can check out our services. You can listen to our second podcast, The Unfiltered Entrepreneur, or you can even take a look at MeTime, our wellness product, to make your morning even better. Talk to you soon.